I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Hey everybody, welcome into a new episode of The Memo. It's Friday. Hooray. Rejoice. It's the end of the week. For some of us.
Not for everybody. That's not a universal thing anymore.
I mean, not for me, but like for other people.
I don't think you can attest to that anymore.
What is a weekend?
Huh? Well, yeah, I guess it is the weekend.
No, I said, what is a weekend? Oh, I'm not familiar.
I don't know. Webster's Dictionary defines weekend as...
I'm just saying not all of us get the weekend off. That's weekend. What I'm saying. I don't. You don't.
Definition.
I think Chris does. He just sits around and watches
the
Giants.
The period from Friday evening through Sunday evening, especially regarded as a time for leisure.
I know what a weekend is. As this was...
I'm just trying to help, buddy. I don't know what all the hostility is. I don't get to
experience a typical weekend.
Well,
because I have to work.
I think it might be because of the 18 kids.
No.
Something to do with it.
It's because of the industry I chose to go into.
Oh, okay.
Well. It took my wife to get used to the idea that I was not going to be home on Friday nights when I was a sports writer. Eventually, she was like, yeah, okay.
Those sound like first world problems. You had a job.
Oh, yeah, I understand completely. First world problems, but it's just, you know. You have to change your expectations.
Adjust the...
Especially when you marry me. Change your expectations dramatically.
Lower them, yes. Basically. You cannot adjust the wind, but you can change the wind, but you can adjust your sails.
There you go.
And just abandon ship, pretty much, when it comes to Brad.
Well, yeah.
That's okay.
She hasn't yet.
That's fine. There's still time.
Listen, it's been almost, what year is this, 2017? Be 19 years this July.
Yeah.
So I think she would have bailed by now if she was going to.
Yeah, you never know. You'll never get to experience empty nest syndrome, so there's no way to ever.
Empty what?
Empty nest syndrome.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're only about.
You have pretty much staggered that all the way through.
We're about 8 years away from that.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then child number 18 came along.
Yeah, yeah. Who will be 18 when you're...
58? 57, somewhere
Well, you'll both be seniors at the same time, so that's fun.
Both... yeah.
One of They'll you will get a discount.
We'll always have Billy in the attic.
Can I come down now? No!
It's been 16 years.
Not until you make me proud, son.
Oh, boy. Oh, wait. Hey, did we introduce ourselves?
I don't think we did. Always forget to do that. I don't think we did on the other day either. I mean, at this point, why?
I just like to at least pretend that we're probably getting new listeners each episode. I mean, we had the intro, so I guess they kind of know who we are from that. I'm Brad. That's Derek. But Chris is not on the intro.
No.
So Chris Kiefer's the producer. There he is. And Billy is the boy in the attic in my house who haunts us.
Supposedly.
In case you missed Wednesday's episode.
Yeah.
Just catching you up to speed there. That's what we need to do each episode is have a recap of the previous episodes.
Previously on the memo. Just the sound of a slap and crying and...
Brad's fidget cube.
Yeah.
Click, click.
It's just a series of one-liners and sound effects. Yeah.
Pretty much. So it's the Friday episode. That means we get to have fun.
We always get that fun.
When does that start?
So enthusiastic.
Jenna Parsons will be here. Come on. Tell me that's
well,
not
then
fun.
It'll be fun. We'll be.
Exactly.
We'll have
Scott Morris will be here.
Be had.
Scott Morris will be here. I don't know if Scott's going to counteract Jenna, but we'll see.
Time's going to tell on that one.
And you'll catch us up on the latest happening on the entertainment scene.
I do my best.
Around these here parts.
I do my best. It's a slow weekend.
Is it?
But one of a rare one when we get start getting into the summer.
Yeah, right.
A little breather before Elvis Fest and all that.
Oh, don't remind me. It's all coming together so quickly.
It is.
Elvis Fest will be not next weekend, but the next.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Be a fun time. I'm going to try to get out there if I can away from my 18 kids.
Did Gumtree meet expectations? I mean, I know you did the wrap-up story.
Yeah, I mean, everybody seemed pleased with it, as per usual, so I suppose so. I think the 47th year in the bag.
Wow.
Looking ahead to 48.
Nice.
So.
My phone buzzing,
what
sorry.
What you hiding down there, Billy?
Just Twitter. Love me some Twitter notifications.
Yeah?
Not really.
Anything good?
I don't know.
No, okay.
I haven't checked it.
Never mind. Didn't know if there might be some huge news or...
Maybe.
Been a lot of news the last few days.
There has been, man. The news, I mean, it's been all... I mean, we had the murder in Shannon.
I'm just talking about nationally, but sure, locally, too. Well, I'm talking too. About
locally. Yeah, but yeah, nationally, certainly. But, of course, I'm more focused on local as the online editor, and we've had... The deal in Shannon, you got your regular slew of arrests. We had runoffs earlier this week. That Starkville election, they didn't find out till Thursday. Mm-hmm. Wednesday afternoon, exactly who won after the count of the affidavits.
Yeah, that was the crazy one. The
12 votes.
12 votes to decide the mayor of Starkville. And, yeah, more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, you got the baseball championships going on in Pearl. You got Tupelo and five other area teams down there. Yeah. So
Every class
represented.
Group
yeah.
has a and you can, Mississippi connection.
And you can hear more about that on Prep Rally from Wednesday's episode. Maybe a little dated by now as far as the baseball goes, but you still get to hear me and Gene Phillips talk. There's something
there you
to be said for that.
Mm. Is there?
Yeah, you know. I'd argue that.
I'm not too sure.
We've had a bunch of wrecks this week, too. It was really
How many have you had?
Bad week. Not me.
Oh,
like, okay. In the region, we've had some. Fatal wrecks. So,
Deanna
had a shooting in Boonville, put two people in jail. I mean, it's a mess, man. People, what are you gonna do, people?
Not drive recklessly.
That'd be a start. Not shoot people. That'd be a start. Pro tip, kids: don't shoot people.
Take it from Uncle Brad. All right. So Jenna, Scott, and me. Huh?
Yeah. Let's get going then.
You're gonna have. You're in for it today. I've warned you. Jenna Parsons joining us on this Friday, back from her. You're taking Brad Locke levels of vacation lately.
What? Oh, I could use a vacation. Next month.
Didn't you just have one last month?
No.
I'll have one next month.
No.
Where are you going?
Hadn't had one since Christmas.
No, sir. You just took off a week to go to Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, that was so exhausting, it didn't feel like a vacation.
It doesn't matter how you spent it. You were gone. It was vacation time.
We're going to go up to my...
If you were at the Betty Ford Clinic, it was still vacation.
You don't have to tell everything you know, dear.
Sorry. That was how Jenna spent hers.
Listen, when you have 18 kids... No.
Where are y'all going next?
My in-laws have a little chalet, as they call it, up in this place west of St. Louis, Innsbruck, it's called, out in the middle of nowhere. It's real nice.
So what will y'all do peaceful. There?
Play on the lake and chill out and drink beer and... I don't know. Not do much. They got a big swimming pool area, too, as well. It's sort of like a resort, kind of, I guess. But you can buy the condos or the chalets, as they call them. Sounds kind of uppity, but whatever. It's a fun time. Went last year.
Good.
So, sorry. Proceed.
No, that's fine. Would you like to tell, and then where you're going the month after that? Where will that be?
Nowhere that I know of.
That's okay. That's all right. Jenna went to the mountains.
We did. We went to the Smoky Mountains.
Jealous.
That's one of Charlie's favorite places to go. I like the beach more, and he likes the mountains more. But I like the mountains, and he likes the beach. So, you know,
he's
it works
a little bit
out.
Country. You're a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah,
understand that. You went to the Biltmore.
We did. We had not been to the Biltmore in 16 or 17 years. So
did
it
they
had,
do anything different?
It had changed a lot. Okay. They had, their inns and big. Posh places that have opened, and they've added restaurants and gift shops that weren't there the last time we were there.
How many rooms does that thing have?
200 and I don't remember if it's 230 or 250, but it's a bunch.
It's got a few then.
Yes.
It does have
yes.
a few. All right. Well, what did you learn?
I learned, well, I'll tell you, when we went there before, it was in 2001, I think. I think it was 2001. And so my kids were little. They were probably 3 and 5 or 4 and 6 maybe. So I'm guessing the reason I didn't remember a lot about the house was because I was probably chasing kids and saying, get off of that, don't touch that. So I did not remember that that Mr. Vanderbilt, George Vanderbilt, was a voracious reader and had 22,000 books, and a lot of them first editions, like Milton's Paradise Lost and Darwin's Origin of the Species and
Fancy.
Moby Dick. Yeah, they were nice, nice books in there.
Then they're still there.
Those types of books are in glass cases so that you can see them but not touch them. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of the books of his other books were actually on the bookshelves there.
What did you eat?
At the Biltmore?
Just on your lovely, lovely trip.
I ate a lot of salad. One night we had pizza, and one night we cooked burgers. And one night I did a chicken dish that I wrote about a couple of months ago where you put the chicken in the pan and let it cook for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. And we did that the night that we got there because we were tired from being in the car. But at the Biltmore, I had a salad the salad was good itself with spring greens and radishes and strawberries and feta cheese. But what made it was this orange citrus vinaigrette that was so delicious. And I asked our server if she knew what was in it, and she said, "I don't, but I will give you the business card of the sous chef, and you can find out from her." So we have in the paper on Wednesday the salad with the citrus vinaigrette.
You had to kill to get this recipe, is that correct?
But I don't tell where I hide the bodies.
No, not at all. Not at all. Jenna will be going on another long vacation here after this.
That one's called incarceration.
Okay. It rhymes. And your cook of the week this week was from Tupelo.
Ruth Dobbs. Mm-hmm. And I've had more people comment about this cook of the week because they all had her as a teacher or it was their neighbor, and her son Art has just been named the new
high school principal.
Right, at Tupelo High. So, but Ruth, this is the second time I've interviewed her. The first time was 8 or 9 years ago when she has a group of girlfriends that she went to high school with in Illinois. They get together once a year, and they call themselves the Flamingo Girls. So I met her when the Flamingo Girls were in Tupelo for a visit. Mm-hmm. And thoroughly enjoyed Ruth and just had forgotten how funny she is. But when I went to her house, she was so gracious and just a lovely woman and a wonderful cook. But I could see how she would have touched lives as a teacher.
Yeah.
And, you know, she taught math. And math is not really a fun subject. So for all these people to say she was one of the best teachers I had says a lot about her.
Sure. What did she fix for you?
She had made a Swedish nut cake that she takes to church a lot, and people just love it there, and she always brings the dish back empty. But she also had other recipes. She did that strawberry cheese ring where you make up the cheese, and it's kind of in a circle, and then you put strawberry preserves in the center. And she gave me a recipe for fudge that she calls it Surefire Fudge. And she says if you follow the directions exactly, it is a foolproof dish. So I'm not a very good fudge maker, but I'm going to try Ruth's recipe.
Hmm. Can we have some fudge?
If I make fudge, I will bring it.
A little bit of fudge. I mean, clearly by the looks of me, I don't need fudge.
Yeah, y'all be holding your breaths for that fudge like you do for every other thing I say I'm going to make and bring.
Still waiting.
Be nice to us during that incarceration. We may be bringing you fudge if you don't play your cards
with
right.
With the nail file in the middle of it. Pack of smokes, maybe.
Yeah. Jenna, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Be sure to look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prepper Alley is a high school sports podcast with myself and Gene Phelps talking about high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. New episodes every Wednesday. You can find it in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at prepperalley.djournal.com. And Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out Double Coverage, Parrish Holford and Logan Lowry talking about Ole Miss and Mississippi State sports. New episodes every Thursday. You can catch that in iTunes, your podcast apps, or doublecoverage.djournal.com.
You can also wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's Newsbreak, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices.
And now, look who's here. It's M. Scott Morris.
Tis I. Good morning.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It's heading toward the weekend. People are making their plans.
Indeed. Well, some people. I have no plans. What are your plans?
I'm going to try to enjoy it because I'm working next weekend because I'll be working Memorial Day and the day before, and so
that's no good.
I'll just try to mow the yard and do nothing much else.
Actually, I think I'm going to be cleaning the house because the in-laws are coming Sunday, so
there you go.
We have to pretend that we're, you know, civilized when they get here. Let's talk about the movie you reviewed this week, King Arthur. It's a, you know, there've been a lot of King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Excuse me. That's the name of it. Been a lot of movies, I guess, about King Arthur and that whole legend. Obviously, the best one to date, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, I would say the best one to date was Excalibur from the same era.
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen that one?
You've never seen Excalibur?
No. Good Lord, man.
What about Sword in the Stone?
Nope.
Then you don't know what the best one to date is, I'm afraid.
I just find it hard to top Monty Python. If you're talking about serious ones, okay.
Well, technically, that's like a sequel because he's already gotten the sword by that point.
Hmm. Well, I'll have to go back and watch those at some point. But this one, Guy Ritchie, the director, people should know that name.
This movie was competing with Snatched with the ED, and then he'd done a movie called Snatch a while back that had Brad Pitt in it as a gypsy boxer in England. I love that movie. I could watch that again and again.
Nice.
I can't tell you the plot. I have no idea what the plot is.
There was
still
no
now.
Plot. There was no plot.
No, there was, but it's so Byzantine, you have to just ride it out.
Scott dropping the big words today. He said extemporaneously before we went on air. Now he's just
and I'm pretty
Byzantine.
Sure I'm pretty sure I pronounced it better than you did too.
Probably did,
which is rare for me.
So this movie, I mean, you kind of go in knowing somewhat what to expect because you know the legend. But
let me start with this: what I was expecting because I checked the I didn't know much about it. I hadn't seen any trailers about it. Didn't know it was coming out.
Yeah.
And went and checked the Rotten Tomatoes rating. It was in the 20s. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to be ruining my Sunday afternoon by having to sit through this horrible movie. And I was pleasantly entertained. I think Guy Ritchie's style, storytelling style, they have these really cool flashback scenes that are funny in the beginning. But then later on, they have these flashback scenes about Arthur's development that are more tragic or serious. And then so you have a pretty complex character played by Charlie Hunnam. King Arthur is a very... There are things you learn about him along the way. He's kind of a mystery. I mean, you know he's going to be, you know he's going to pull the sword from the stone. There's a sword in the stone, so you have to know that that's going to happen. You have to know that at some point in time, this young orphan prince raised in a brothel is probably going to end up in a better situation at the end of the movie.
Right.
But the way they get there is highly entertaining. Sword and sorcery. You see wood nymphs appear, giant snakes.
Nice.
Big... Demon Uncles with
Demon Uncles
with Skies.
I think I saw Demon Uncles.
They opened for Steely Dan.
Yeah, they did
back in '82. Charlie Hunnam plays plays Arthur, a haunted man.
A haunted man.
Yes.
The movie would have been better, I think, had some of the characters around him also gotten some of the same attention or a level of attention. I think he's the only character that really develops in this movie. They focus on him. Obviously, it's called King Arthur. But I think that you could have had a little bit better movie if some of these sideline characters, like there's a mage, not Merlin, actually, a female who's just known as the mage. And I'm not going to be able to try to pronounce her last name. She's Astrid.
Okay.
And then you have like his, I kept thinking of them as his merry men because they seem kind of like his
Robin Hoodish.
That's Robin Hood. But as I was watching, there's one of his merry men. They had names that I couldn't put with the same. There's a Percival in here, but they also got like Black Leg and there's like a, whatever.
Are there some who call him Tim?
In this one's called Wet Stick, and I don't know where that came from.
Is the Black Knight in
and
there?
Then, there's one called Backlack, and there's Blackleg, so it's...
That's Blackleg, that's the Black Knight. He always triumphs.
None shall pass.
And there's a Lady of the Lake, and she's in there, too, so from the old legends, but I don't know what's funny about that.
I just was thinking, again, of Monty Python.
Okay.
Moistened Pink. Okay, sorry.
He didn't grow up very well. You got to Monty Python, then he didn't go any further in life.
That's as far as you got.
So that's it.
Yeah. Hey, that's
the top five.
Hey, that gets you to be a co-host on the memo, and so that's probably all you needed.
If nothing else.
Yeah.
Kelly Carlson of Wizard 106.
Yes.
Easy for me to say. Kelly Carlson of Wizard 106.
And you know what? That's not even her real name.
She said it's a cross between Sons of Anarchy, which is a show Hunnam was in, and Game of Thrones. I haven't seen either one of those shows, so whatever.
And oddly enough, neither have I. Game of Thrones, I read some of the early books and enjoyed it, but then I realized it was a soap opera that would never end. I kind of like got lost a little bit of interest. But I would like to get into the show, but since I don't have HBO and I can't watch every one, I'm kind of like, if I can't watch them all, I don't have to watch any of them.
Yeah, I don't have HBO either. Plus, it's not one of the shows you can watch with kids in the house.
Good point on that. But also, though, the thing is...
It teaches them history.
The history of Romania.
Gather around, children.
Gather around. It gets cold up north. But sword and fantasy epic, something that I always enjoy, and probably from one of the early things, like the early, I mean, around the same time that like Excalibur came out, I think the original Conan the Barbarian came out, which was like the only movie that ever really accounts for Arnold Schwarzenegger's accent was when he played Conan, and not the original Conan the Barbarian, for whatever its faults, it's just glorious in my memory.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, you missed out.
What are you doing with your life?
Yeah, you failed. You failed at American. At America.
We've been over this many, many times. The 80s is a dark period for me in a lot of ways as far as cinema. But moving on. So you gave it a B. Solid
A solid movie. A solid B. I mean, I don't know how that bunch of 20%ers or so ended up in...
What do they know?
What do they know? Rotten Tomatoes people. What the heck did they know? You can trust me. You can trust your Uncle Scott, your demon Uncle Scott.
Demon Uncle Scott.
I don't have a Scythe. I'd love to have a Scythe.
Would that be the lowest rated Jude Law film ever?
Oh, yeah. Jude Law's in this. I like him.
Yeah. Actually, I find Jude Law to sometimes be tedious. And I think he rings out of this character all there is to ring out of it. Again, he could have had some more depth.
Oh, never mind. I forgot Jude Law was in The Holiday. Surely that got worse.
I think with what he's asked to do, I think he does a fine job. I believed him as evil, as a demon uncle. I believed it.
Cool.
His lowest rated film is All the King's Men from 2006.
Was that about that? Was that about that big egg that fell down and broke?
No. Well, that would be a metaphor for the movie, perhaps.
Who's the robot? Was it? Was it iRobot?
No, it was
AI.
AI.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was. He was on the robot.
I thought it was that.
I didn't think it was.
The critics loved that one.
That was a good one. That had
talented Mr. Ripley. I liked him in that.
Yeah. Where's AI on this list on Rotten Tomatoes? 73% disagree with.
What
you.
Do they know?
Take it from your Uncle Kiefer.
Your demon Uncle Kiefer.
Yeah.
No, angelic Uncle Kiefer.
So y'all can catch the review in Thursday's scene section also at djournal.com. Give Scott a follow on Twitter at mscottmorris. You should tweet more, Scott.
I do when I have wine.
I make a concerted effort to stay off social media when I'm
I've learned my lesson a couple of times. There's a movie coming out. Oh, I was realizing I was able to watch at World's End with the Shaun of the Dead cast and the Hot Fudge cast and all those guys. And I put some impolite words out into the end of the world. And I didn't realize, I was early to Twitter then, I didn't realize you could delete that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because there's no law saying I have to archive it.
Early Twitter was fun times. So I like the Wild West.
I had some language floating around the interwebs.
Well, if it was around 08-09, probably not that many people saw it because nobody was really...
Nobody was following me.
On Twitter yet. But anyway, I appreciate your time, Scott, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, be sure you watch the Daily Journal's Capitol View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capitol Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on all the issues being debated down in Jackson. You can watch live on Mondays around 2 p.m. or catch the replay later in the day. Of course, the 2017 legislative session is over. We do have the special session coming up starting June 5th, so Bobby with plenty of updates there from the state capitol. And now let's check in with Derek about what's happening. Like you said at the top of the show, kind of slow, I guess, around here as far as entertainment this weekend.
Thank God.
But we'll make up for that later. But what is going on?
There is always something to do. There's always live music. There's always a festival. There's the Tupelo Hog Roast this weekend.
Sounds good.
I scared Chris there. I'm sorry. At the Tupelo VFW that goes to benefit several organizations like St. Jude. That's Friday and Saturday at 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. with live music. It's $10 to get in. They'll have crawfish and barbecue and all kinds of things there. So, but it is called a hog roast. So they roast the hog.
Will there be bacon?
I don't think. I mean, there will be, but not bacon proper.
I need bacon proper.
You need bacon. Bring your own. It's BYOB.
BYOB. Bring your own bacon. I can handle that.
That's how most things are in life. that's something you, I think that you should go out and do, definitely, among the choices. If you're in Oxford this weekend, the highly discussed, the Mississippi Encyclopedia, which is about that thick.
It's like a foot, almost.
Is coming out this weekend and having a release party.
You still make encyclopedias?
Well, well, this is Mississippi, so we're a little behind.
I've been an encyclopedia salesman in like 20 years.
Yeah.
Is this the first?
This will be the first edition of the Mississippi Encyclopedia.
So what's happening for it this weekend? It's just a party?
Release party over at Off Square Books, and there will also be speed lectures, which are my favorite kind of lectures. From contributors to the book at Oxford City Hall at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
What is the format? How quick?
A speed lecture.
Is this like a 10 minute, 5 minute?
Just real quick from different people. That's my ADD can only take so much. So, Leslie Chris took me to a book reading last week before last. I can't really remember. And of course, I've been to them before. I've gone to Lee County Library, and I've gone to, obviously, other places around the U.S. to book readings. But I guess I was in the wrong frame of mind that day, because 45 minutes, was just too much. Like, I was anything. Like, I needed that, right? I needed my fidget cube sitting in there, because I could not. Like, she kept getting mad at me. She kept looking at me because I was tapping my foot or shaking my leg. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm going insane.
I was in a two-hour meeting on Wednesday. It about drove me insane.
Oh, look at what it did to your hair.
I just don't like meetings. Yeah, probably a little grayer.
No, I just stand a little taller. So, yeah.
It's about time for a haircut.
Yeah. Then, of course, live music throughout the weekend at places like Blue Canoe, Nautical Whimsy, The Thirsty Devil, Forklift, among other places. Or you can head to the movies and see King Arthur, which Scott Morris gave a B.
Yes, he did.
So,
you had a nice little story there about a singer-songwriter. You want to talk about that?
I did. It's not really anything you can go do this weekend, but Mercedes Souls is from Canada, eh? And transplant down here into Northeast Mississippi, and she's getting a local chapter of the Nashville Songwriters Association International together. So that's what she's been working on, and they've been meeting at the Link Center in Tupelo, and she's encouraging more songwriters to come out and be a part of it, and you get great benefits out of it.
Cool.
Not like vision or dental, but, you know, other things.
So it's for someone who wants to do it. When does that happen?
Yeah, June 5th, I think, is the next meeting. They have monthly meetings. I think it's the second Monday of every month.
Cool.
Right now they're meeting at Link Center, but that may change so eventually. But that's the next one. So, yeah. So there's your scene.
Sweet.
And I feel like I'm going to sign off on Fridays now every time. There's your scene.
And there's your show.
There's your sign.
Here's your sign. I think I actually did. No, did I keep that? I got rid of a bunch of CDs a few months ago.
Archaic.
I can't remember if I got rid of the Bill Engvall CD. Here's your sign. Yes, I owned it.
How dare you?
Good times.
You know what?
Good times.
You have to hold on to that so that one day the aliens find it and just go, what were they doing?
We do want them to know what is the highest form of comedy.
I prefer to think if there is an alien race, and I don't want to get into like the multiverse and all these different things, but if there is at least one other alien race out there, they've got their own Carrot Top and Bill Engvall and you know.
That's the thing when you hear about aliens.
Yeah, Weird Al. I mean, they've got their Jude Laws and people too.
Yeah, but when you think about aliens.
Colin Firth, but there's also a Carrot Top alien.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Heaven help us. But you ever notice aliens never are portrayed as having a sense of humor or anything.
Or any person.
Whether it's fiction or supposed real Zolthar shows up and Dayton, and they do their thing, and then that's Hank over there, and Hank's just, he's a little off, you know, over there in the corner.
Because I'm thinking of the classical alien. I mean, like, Doctor Who, he's an alien technically, but I'm talking about like more like, you know, the big buggy eyes, yeah. Area 51 type right. alien.
The I guess the thing is though, at this point, with our current sitting president, if aliens existed, we would know by now, right? Like that.
We have this discussion the other day that if any president's going to dump that information on us, it'd be Trump,
and it'd be via Twitter. Yeah, I mean that's 140 characters or less. The X-Files exist. You know, it's going to be that kind of thing.
We are not alone. Aliens yeah. exist.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. They're a big deal. Huge.
So made, sad.
I'm great friends with the aliens. We're the best of friends.
Humor.
Listen.
Yeah.
However you feel
satire.
About
satire.
However you feel about Trump, you can't deny yeah. that he's a great source of humor.
You cannot deny that if the US government was aware of the existence of aliens, we'd know. We would know.
Trump would tell us. Yeah. He may yet.
I mean, he'd let it slip to a waiter at Mar-a-Lago. You know, it's one thing or the other.
When I took office, they gave me this secret little book here. It's got all these secrets. Mm-hmm. JFK turns out it was an FBI conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Oswald innocent.
Oswald was a pastor.
That kind of stuff would come
yeah.
to light.
Oh yeah. Kennedy actually died 2 days before. That was how they covered it up. Was yeah. Knock some conspiracies out, find out if Area 51 happened. And
yes, that would be sweet.
And, you know,
I think
at least put them together.
Did we actually land on the moon?
Yeah, we landed on the moon.
Is the Earth really round?
That's what I don't understand. Like, I can understand the whole Stanley Kubrick filmed the moon landing in Texas in a warehouse, but the Earth being flat, I just don't get
it. As somebody pointed out, I think on Twitter the other day, if the Earth was flat, cats would have knocked everything off of it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Jerk cats would have knocked everything off, pawed everything off by this point. That's fantastic, actually. There's your,
that's your proof.
Theory disproved right there. That's all it took.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'll never understand that the Earth flat one. I just don't.
Even today, apparently people believe
what
that.
What are they doing? And
it like resurfaced with some stupid NBA player.
I've heard like don't go down the rabbit hole of their theories because you just like you'll lose a day. But I want to just for the Me sheer too. Fact of what did they say about like satellite images? Like how do they
Photoshop
fake news?
What about when you're flying in a plane and can actually see the curvature of the Earth? I mean, what do you say about that?
I don't. It just hurts my head.
Okay.
Stupid people.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess we'll be back on Wednesday.
Like, I don't feel like that's one thing we have to be unbiased about. Like, as journalists, we need to be unbiased about
sure.
a lot of things.
Right.
The Earth, science is not one of those.
You think the Earth is flat, objectively, mm-hmm. you're a moron.
Uh-huh.
I have to say that. We lost the one flat Earth listener we had. Those yeah. jerks. No, never just, listening again.
Take
don't
them
know
down.
The truth.
If you want to argue why the Earth is flat, send us an email. Memo@journalink.com.
And what methods are they taking to prove that it is? I mean, they're not scientists by any stretch of the imagination, so what are they
it
doing?
It looks flat.
I mean,
I'm standing here. Look, the ground is flat.
Brad, I think you should take us home.
Okay. I got room in my car. Oh, you meant the show. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for knocking off early, but
let's all go see Billy.
See how he's doing up there in the attic. Hey, y'all can catch us a variety of ways. Just so you know, we're in iTunes. We're also in Google Play. Any of your podcast apps, hit the subscribe button. You'll get notified when new episodes drop, which again, new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Also, you can stream at memo.djournal.com. We're on Twitter @djournalmemo. Also a good way to get notified when we have new episodes. So, we'll be back, like I said, on Wednesday. And hope everyone has a good weekend and know what I'll be doing. I'll go down that flat earth conspiracy theory rabbit hole, Derek. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
Okay, we'll see you on the other side.
I'll let you know what I find out.
Showing up to work Monday in a hoodie. And
guys, I know the truth now.
Yeah. It's like, well, we lost Brad. That's why you don't start digging around on those websites or you become one of them.
Yeah. All right, well, y'all have a good weekend. We'll see you next time.